Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Breaking news, boxing fans. Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford have supposedly not signed on the dotted line, but have agreed to a fight July 22nd. We are finally getting an undisputed match that has been in the works for close to 5 years now. I'm Dan Canelbill. He is Chris Algieri. Chris, are you shocked? Do you believe it? Where do you stand?
Yes. No. I don't know. Yeah. Am I shocked? Yes. And do I believe it? I'm not sure. This is the kind of fight that until they're in the ring, I don't believe it. And yeah, man, it's just, this is listen, I hope it's true. Boxing needs this fight. So
ESPN is reporting it. I talked to some people and that are way more tuned in to the reporting side than I am, that say this has been in the works for a long time. It's definitely happening July 29th. They have got CAA involved. That's who's representing Terrence Crawford. Obviously, Al Heyman's representing Errol Spence. The only thing they were trying to figure out was the date, and July 22nd was thrown around, and they settle on July 29th. It seems like it's happening. It seems like all systems go. It's being reported. Not like all these accounts are picking it up. I'm getting texts from friends that don't really follow boxing, so therefore, it's a somewhat bigger fight than usual. Do you think it's like, do you still feel like it's going to be like that big time fight? Obviously, it's a couple of years too late. I still feel like they're somewhat the top of their game. It's not exactly Mayweather Pacquiao. Like, where do you stand in terms of where they stand, like skill wise?
It's hard to tell because Crawford has been inactive in recent years, especially with tip top guys. Spence is all the out of the ring health problems, you know, from multiple car accidents and, you know, the eye. So there's a lot of question marks with these guys, but there's no question this is a huge fight. And, you know, anyone who's thinking like, it's lost its luster, which I've said that in the past too. Once we get close to it, this is going to be a massive, massive fight. The timing of this is no coincidence. Coming on the heels of last weekend's fight with Haney and Lomachenko, you know, with all the controversy that's surrounding that, the timing is something to it. So I think it's a good thing. It gets people thinking about that. We can think less about the controversy and more about how good that fight was, Haney and Lomachenko. And now we can start talking about how important this fight can be. And hopefully it turns out to be, you know, a big win for everybody.
Yeah, I do think that as we get closer and closer, even the people that say, I'm done with this fight, I don't care when it happens, they're kind of like looking at that notification on their phone and like,
Well, how many posts did you see people like, I'm done with boxing? Yeah. First of all, we all know you're full of it. But anyway, like, okay, are you still done with boxing? Hearing this, probably not. You're coming right back.
Yeah. It's a drug, and we're all addicted to it.
No, it's a bad girlfriend. It's a really bad girlfriend. It's that girl you can't get away from.
Is it Andy Ruiz level bad girlfriend? No.
Maybe worse because she's violent.
So I honestly still think they're still at the number one and number two welterweights in the sport. You can't knock that. Right. We will never know what's going to happen in the ring till they get in the ring and we see the type of fight. We're going to see if the layoff for Spence is there. We're going to see if, you know, age maybe has caught up to Crawford and he has a lot of ring rust as well. But what it does give us is some movement at 147. Finally, what it does give us is finally, we're going to figure out who's the best welterweight of this generation, right? All these guys have all fought each other. Thurman and Garcia, Sean Porter, even Porter fighting Crawford, Spence fighting all these guys, Ugas. We never saw Spence Crawford, the two best guys. So we're going to get some closure on that. We're also going to get some movement at 147. We talk about this all the time, how 147 is not like your dad's 147, your grandpa's 147. It's a barren wasteland along with 160. So finally, like, they figure it out. There's a bilateral rematch clause. So it's very likely we'll see two of these fights. So if they fight twice, and then maybe whoever comes out of the two fights could potentially move up to 154 and maybe fight Charlo. It at least allows like 147 and 154 to have some movement finally, because it's been so stagnant there. And I do think it's going to be a good fight too.
I do too. And, you know, talking about if we're going to get two, we might get three. if you really think about it. And, you know, because I think that these guys, I mean, at any stage, I think these guys were properly matched up in terms of their skill sets and what they're good at. And it just, it's one of those types of fights. It makes me think of like De La Hoya Vargas, where it's like so neck and neck, where it's like, who's going to get a hold of it? Anything, you know, the both guys are very powerful. Both guys hit hard. So it could be one of those fights where it's round to this guy, round to that guy, back and forth, the way, you know, tip top fight of the generation type fights are. This fight does have the potential. This could be like a massive historic type fight.
Yeah, I mean, if you take a look at the punch stats and just to kind of see like where they rank, like Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence are 1-2 and plus minus. Terrence Crawford plus 11.8, Spence plus 9.1. Spence throws the most punches, or the second most punches at welterweight, 70 a round. He lands the most punches at welterweight. Terrence Crawford has the second highest connect percentage at welterweight. They're at the top of almost every statistical category in the welterweight division. And finally, they're going to get in the ring and settle it. Do you think it's going to, like, Mayweather-Pacquiao comes up into mind with this? Because that was I think this is the big, most significant fight in terms of like talent wise, since Mayweather-Pacquiao, this fight right here. But that came way too late,
and evenly matched the two guys were
right. Even like I think Pacquiao and Mayweather were 1-2 at the time. But it was still they were way older than these two guys are. Yeah. I know Spence is 33, Crawford's 36, I believe. They were up there in age, Mayweather and Pacquiao. What I'm trying to get at is like
they were after 35.
Yeah. Do you see it being like that type of fight? Do you see, or do you think should they have taken a tune up? I'm just spitballing here. Should they have taken like a tune up? Maybe like, you know, do fans care? Like, do you just want to see that fight? Like, I don't think they had an appetite for a tune up, even though it would have gave us a better product when they stepped into the ring.
Fans don't want a tune up. I don't think they need a tune-up, honestly, because I think they're both coming from the same position in terms of activity. So it almost evens the playing field in terms of that. They'll figure it out in the ring, especially when they're matched up so tightly with someone who's just as talented as they are. The difference between this and Pacquiao Mayweather, besides the fact that they're fighting a little bit younger, that the stylistic matchup for Mayweather-Pacquiao was never good for Pacquiao. I as soon as I got out of the ring with Pacquiao, people were like, oh, how do you think he fares against Mayweather? I said, he's going to lose to Mayweather. And they're like, how? He just beat you. I'm like, it's just styles. I understand what he was in there, and they're just not going to match up. They never were. I've actually had talks with Freddie Roach about that as well prior to them actually fighting, and just it was never a good style matchup. This fight's different. These guys, basically, it's whoever can assert their will and make them fight the style, make their opponent fight their style. And it's a very evenly matched fight. They're good at different things. And I'm really curious to see both men's strategy and who's able to execute.
Yeah, let's get into the X's and O's. Like, Spence is a guy that comes forward. 70 mm-hmm. punches around is...
But he can box, too.
Yes, he boxes. He comes forward. He has power. He goes to the body. He has a great jab. Good
underrated defense.
He is mm-hmm. so damn good. You guys should share a ring with him. You know all this. Like, this guy is really good. And he has a deliberate... come forward, 70 punches around pace. Go over to the flip side. Terrence Crawford, 35 punches around. He is your low volume, high accuracy, game changing power type.
He's
of fighter.
He's a sniper.
Yeah, sniper. Gervonta Davis type has the same style. Canelo has somewhat of the same style. Doesn't have the same power anymore. Jermell Charlo has the same style. There's only a handful of guys that can fight the way Terrence.
But
Crawford
none does. Of those guys are as tricky and sneaky as Crawford. A lot of Crawford's power comes from the fact that he hides his shots. He hides his big shots. He sets them up perfectly. He sets traps. The switching sides makes it very difficult to deal with where his punch power punches coming from. He hits hard with both hands. He can end a fight with either hand. He's done it. He's entered fights with southpaw jabs. Like, the guy, he's so dangerous from so many positions, and he hides his power so well. I don't think he's as physically strong as Spence is, but his one-punch power, I think, is better than Spence's because of his ability to hide the shot, give him a tricky angle, hit you with a punch you don't see. I mean, when he's iced Kell Brook with a single jab over the top that he just didn't see, that was really impressive, even though Brook was on the tail end of his career.
What about the
Avenician? Already damaged on both eyes. But...
the Avenician punch, I didn't even see it. And I have a trained eye to see punches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I that's something I've been doing for a long time. Like, it was like, you're right. He's so crafty and just, you don't see him coming. Should we do a way too early Chris Algieri matchup head to head?
I have to really sit down and watch. As much as this fight has been on the docket for so long, I've always been like, I've been putting off. Because listen, it takes when I do my analysis, man, now it takes a lot of time. Like, okay, I watch a lot of
this
fights.
This is a master
really
at work here, LG. Yeah, I'm not just really, throwing out matchups. I shouldn't even said that. I'm a bad co-host. But just
no, not even that. Because listen, my initial thought was always Spence. I was always Spence. I said Spence. I think Spence is too big. He's too strong. But the more time that Crawford was campaigning at welterweight and was growing into the weight class. He's a full-fledged welter now. I don't think there's really a difference anymore in terms of that. But my biggest question now is Spence's health. Yeah. I think altogether, like I said, I'd probably stick with Spence, you know, if everything, notwithstanding, if he's healthy, but I don't know if he is. And, you know, we talked about the car accidents and the lingering effects of those. Eye retina detachments are a big deal. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, both of those car accidents, I mean, I don't know how bad the second one was. First one was really bad. So, I mean, he came back with Garcia and looked fantastic in that fight. So maybe that one wasn't that big of a deal, but I don't know, man. You never know.
I am leaning towards Crawford. I also have not done like a full dive into it. It's just because I put this fight onto the back of my brain. You know, we've been knee deep in Ryan Garcia tank. We've been thinking about Haney Lomachenko. This snuck up on me. Did not expect it. Didn't hear any rumblings that it was going to be announced. I am leaning Crawford because I just think he has a few more tricks up his sleeve, a few more facets to his game, a little more dynamic, better one-punch power. And as crazy as this sounds, not that he's active, he's been in the ring a lot. He's more active than Errol Spence, and a lot of Errol Spence is not by his own doing. It's just like you said, those injuries are not just like nicks. You know, these aren't scratches and bumps. These are serious injuries. But Spence is also shown to have this freakish pain tolerance or this crazy will to fight.
He may have an
them.
Exoskeleton, honestly. I really, even when I fought him, I felt like he was, I call him the Terminator. That's my nickname for a long time, because the guy feels like he has a titanium exoskeleton. Wow. he's just so physically strong. And that's one of the reasons why I've always, you know, leaned towards him, just like you're leaning towards Crawford.
Yeah, you fought him. I took a selfie with him, and when I put my arm around his shoulder, I was like, holy crap, that is one guy. That guy's in shape. He knew this fight was coming. Like, he was
that was a month ago, dude. That was a month ago. So
so lean and ripped, and like, you can tell he doesn't blow up anymore in between camps. What do you think, like, business wise? Like, it doesn't have the same like appeal that it would have had in 2019 or 2020. I still think it's a big fight. I still think it's the second biggest fight you can make outside of the Ryan tank, which already happened. This was a big point of contention with this fight getting made. Like, Crawford kind of had like this oversense value of what he thought the fight was going to do. Like, I think it does over 500,000. I think it will do a good gate. I think there'll be a lot of interest in this one. I think boxing's on a heater, and I truly believe that in big fights, they rise up when other big fights are being made. It's like what's that called when it goes down a mountain? Snowball effect. That's all I got.
I agree. I think business wise, it's going to make a lot of sense. It's going to make a lot of money. It's curious to me that the fight's so soon. You know, I was counting my calendar. It's 10 weeks away ish.
They're probably new though.
Yeah, but I mean, for marketing. So in terms of them knowing, sure, like we said, a month ago, you know, Spence's back felt like a coiled piece of iron. But marketing wise, in terms of building a mega fight to where you're going to get those big numbers, that's not a ton of time, you know, for a fight of this magnitude. So if they really ramp it up like right away, I mean, it's already out all over everywhere. I'm curious to see, but I do think it's going to do good numbers either way.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a big marketing push, of course. We're going to be talking about it every week and now from now until then, just like everybody else. I think the fight's just too big. I think the matchup's too good.
Yeah, it's a great matchup, and it's been what they have going for them in terms of promotion is that this fight has been percolating for 5 years. That's always a good thing and a bad thing, because there's a lot of people that will not buy it because of that. There is such thing as over-marinating, but what they have going for them is that they've been talked about for this fight for so long. It's finally here. It's not going to do Ryan tank numbers, because that was just a perfect storm, but I still think it will do very well. And also, more importantly, I just want to see some movement in this weight class. I'm just excited for that.
We also got Ortiz and Stanionis very soon.
Yeah, it's coming up in July.
We're talking about the weight class. I mean, that's I think
Holy
those
shit.
are the That's the future. That's the next in line.
July is now loaded. I was worried about July. I was literally like looking at the schedule and I was like, all right, man, like Haney Lomachenko. Okay, now we got to wait till Teo Taylor for like a meaningful fight. July 8th is Stanionis, Ortiz. I'm pretty sure right after that is Inoue Fulton.
Yeah, it's in July as well. Yeah.
All right, let me get the exact date here. Inoue Fulton is in July. And then we get Spence Crawford a few weeks after that. That's awesome. Like July
we
is
don't
not
normally
the biggest...
get no, no. That's not a big month. Normally, no.
July 25th.
I was actually thinking I was gonna have some time off. Maybe go on vacation, maybe get back in the gym, go look for a fight. No, no. I don't know. I was hoping that July was gonna be a little slow. I guess not.
No. This is it for you, bro. You're just podcast after podcast. This is our second podcast like of the day. No, I don't think anyone really cares. But like we're
no, no one cares.
No one cares. It's full fledged, all systems go. Yeah, July 25th. So July 8th, Stanionis and Ortiz. July 22nd, Spence and Crawford. July 25th, 2 days after Spence Crawford, Fulton Inoue on a Tuesday in Japan. So
a couple weeks ago, we were happy. We were not happy that Inoue's fight got Inoue Fulton got pushed back, but we were happy because it was going to end up in July. That was like the mutterings. We're like, oh, okay, well, July is usually a dead month, so good. We'll have a good fight then. Now we got three. So
yep,
yeah. Just but back to Ortiz Stanionis because. I think those are the future of a lot of those divisions. I think those guys, they're young, they're hungry, they're very, very talented. I'm very bullish on Virgil Ortiz. I think he's fantastic, but Stanionis is the perfect test. He's got all the goods.
I think
the winner of that fight. Yeah. And then those are the three young guys, the young guns to me at welterweight. And all three of them are world-class already. I think all three of them will probably be world champions at some point in their careers. Some of them will probably be multi weight class and multiple time and potentially undisputed as well because they're that talented.
Yeah, let's get Boots going. Let's get him in the mix. Like maybe he'll be actually on this card. Who knows? Stanionis, Ortiz, like those guys need to get moving. That's why like they've been holding it up, like Spence and Crawford. But it's finally here. We'll have plenty more on this fight. Thank you for tuning into our emergency podcast. Dane Rafael says that it hasn't been signed. He says, don't get excited. But that's like the old grizzled journalism and journalist in him. Like Coppinger's the one that says that it's done. And Dan's like, no, not done yet.
he's pessimistic. Dan, he's my brother in pessimism.
Yes. So I think it's happened. I'm 99.9% sure. We'll be in Vegas July 29th.
So you and Coppinger, it's going to be me and Dan laughing at you.
What a match. All right, everybody, protect yourselves at all times. Keep your hands up. Spence Crawford is here. Go crazy.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it three times on the way back to the hotel because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.